Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I thought we were just talking to Keith there for a second about how big the streaming numbers get now that, and I know why, but we joke about our show not being live streamed. You can always pick us up a little bit later, but like the morning show was doing huge numbers this morning, live stream, like just how things have changed in my lifetime where, you know, you would never think that somebody would be watching a live stream on YouTube, and probably the ratings for that, like double local news, like the average local newscast. It's crazy. Hmm? Especially when you think about how much money they put into a local newscast. And how it's just really people just want to get the information they really want. I don't know. It's just weird.
It is bizarre.
It's
amazing how all this stuff has evolved.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I think it's kind of neat too.
But as everything evolves in Berea, some things will never change. It stay the same. Kevin Stefanski press conferences are one of them.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to former quarterbacks.
This organization talks about alignment all the time. Were you in alignment with the front office and AB about that trade? Were you?
Yeah, respectfully, Daniel, we're worried about this game in front of us. Got it. Miami Dolphins coming to town. That really has all of my focus, all of our energies. Nothing that's happened in the past.
All right. So let's have an honest conversation. What else is he supposed to say? Dan, what else is he supposed to say?
That. Okay. I mean, we know Kevin Stefanski.
Do we want him to? Do we want him to just put, you know, water on the campfire by saying, look, we were all on the same page, and I was with these guys, and you know, we thought it was a good time for a trade. Why is the bigger question? Isn't even that? The question is why does Kevin have to answer these questions? I've been saying it since the day they made the trade. Andrew, just step out and say something. Mm-hmm. Just tell us why you did it. We may not agree. We might agree with you. But when the general manager doesn't step out on a trade, it looks funky. Go back and watch every trade in Major League Baseball. Every one. Even the little ones. We're having a conference call today to talk about the minor league deal we just did. Okay. Because people want, it's not, first of all, it's never bad to have someone talking about your team, whether it's a minor league deal or a big league, whatever, major deal, right? Like, Chris is out there all the time. They make really hard deals sometimes too, you know. They step out when you lose a free agent. They face the music on this stuff, and guess what? The music stops in about 2 minutes after they actually say, "Oh, they're like, oh, that's what they said in the front office." Well, why? Why are they putting? I mean, Kevin's got to answer every question about this. When ultimately we don't look at a head coach saying he pulled the trigger on a deal, whether he did or didn't. That, like, Kevin takes all kinds of heat for his players. He does. That's why players do like him, whether you believe it or not. Kevin doesn't throw his players under the bus. Where is his general manager to make sure he doesn't get thrown under the bus right now? I don't get it. Why wouldn't Andrew come out and just say, here's why we made the deal. I'll give you the answer. If this is, and I could live with this. You know, we were in a position where we kind of felt like we knew we have two young rookie quarterbacks and we want to see them this year. We get it. We understand it. And we want to give them an opportunity to play. Joe has been great for our franchise. He was great for our franchise before. He has been nothing but the consummate professional, and we wish him well. This trade put us in a position where we realized that Joe was not going to be our starting quarterback. We wanted to give him the opportunity to go play somewhere else. You know, does it look a little weird that it's Cincinnati? Yeah, I get it. I understand it. And we normally don't do deals with Cincinnati, but we thought the return on investment here and the opportunity to have our young quarterback step out on the field, this was an opportunity we didn't walk away from. And guys, that's about it. I really don't. I'd love to take questions. I'll take one or two. Daryl Ryder, that's an excellent question. I'm glad you asked that. Okay, I'm out of here. Bye. And that's the end of it. Like, they have prolonged this whole thing all week because Andrew, for 2 weeks now, and then he goes out and wins last night against Pittsburgh, and it's just like, oh, what are we doing? Just step out in front of the mic and say what I just said, and it's over.
But that's also because the NFL doesn't dictate it. That's the other side of this.
Mm, all right.
The NFL, there is no NFL rule that says, hey, after you make a trade, you need to come do.
There's no Major League Baseball rule that says that.
Yeah, but I think with 162, they're just way more available. The NFL, Kevin Stefanski does it due to the fact that Kevin Stefanski is out there three times a week.
You know, but you know, the one thing the pandemic taught us, and it's a double-edged sword for the NFL. It gave the NFL and its member teams the opportunity to really tighten up availability, right? Oh, we're going to do, and by the way, you know, we're going to do conference calls now. We're going to do
Zoom calls on Monday.
Okay?
We don't have the media inside the locker room as often.
I mean, they're trying to shrink it as much as they can and then control it and then do Pravda from the NFL. They want state-run media on this stuff.
Absolutely.
I get it, right?
They have their own network.
Yeah, and so, but you know, it's not that hard, and they're available every day. So the double-edged sword is they want to control, but it's hard not to say, hey, you made a trade. Why can't we just do a Zoom on this? Why can't the general manager just explain to us? I'm not mad at Andrew for making the deal. I'm not happy with Andrew for making the deal. Just explain it. That's all he's got to do.
Agreed.
Stop throwing your head coach under the bus on this.
You and I look at this and have always been in the mindset that transparency is the key. The Andy Baskin PR firm was always transparency is the key.
Why are people mad at the Guardians? Because they're transparent. Because something was said a long time ago about spending versus your attendance.
Right.
And their transparency is something that they live by, and it's one of the reasons I respect the organization.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Because they're not scared to have a press conference over anything. They want you to know why they thought what they did. And every time you put the head coach out there like you did today to talk about a trade that happened a week ago, that the guy came back and got a win against your other arch rival, even though they're a rival. I mean, like, you could have diffused all of this just by, after making the trade, the next day doing a Zoom saying, here is why we made the deal. And so Kevin doesn't have to sit here and answer questions 10 days after the trade. Unless you just want to throw Kevin under the bus. If you do, then mission accomplished. Again, I'm not mad. Truthfully, like, I understand why they would trade Joe Flacco. Totally get it.
Too.
I also understand why. It's mind-blowing to me why they just can't step out and talk about it, because you diffuse everything. I learned a lesson a long time ago. I was in Columbus. Jamie Roots, who spent a lot of time with the Houston Texans, was the general manager for the Columbus Crew at the time. And I was still pretty young, and they threw me on a plane. And they said, hey, I need you to go to Florida. They're training. They had a, not a levy. They were trying to pass a new stadium in Dublin. And Dublin said no. Remember, they were still playing at the Shoe at the time. And I remember, and I knew Jamie, and I remember walking up to Jamie with a microphone in my hand, getting ready to do one of those, hey, in your kind of face interviews. And I hate doing them. I just don't like doing them. Because I just, I'm not that person.
Yeah, we're not doing gotcha journalism.
No, I can't stand that. But I was like, yeah, Jamie may not want to talk about this. And we didn't really tell him that we were coming. But I needed to get a reaction from the team based on the fact that they weren't going to get a stadium in Dublin because Dublin didn't want it. As it turns out, they got the best deal in the world. They got the first soccer-specific stadium.
Absolutely.
Cut a great deal with the fairgrounds to be able to put the first stadium in there, too.
Still a great stadium.
And I walked up to Jamie, and I was like, hey, Jamie, I need to grab you right now. I need to send back an interview with you talking about how this didn't pass. And he was like, okay. And I was like, and I was standing there with a microphone, and I was just like kind of, you know, and he goes, hey, chill out. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. Grab a chair. And we did a sit down. And I was like, man, Jamie just diffused the entire situation.
Exactly.
Because he wasn't scared to answer questions. And let's face it, they had a plan. They knew that they wanted to maybe go in a different direction if this didn't work. And the Hunt family, which owned the team at the time, just that's not, and that's Kansas City, right? Like his son's got it now. And I just, like, you can diffuse a situation so easy and stop the drama just by answering a couple stupid questions.
I agree. I think the smartest thing they could do is be more transparent. The problem is that's not them. That's not Andrew Berry. That's not Kevin Stefanski. That's not how they operate. I mean, goodness, how many press conferences Andy, we have this drop for a reason, and we laugh about it.
Everybody's favorite press conference where you ask questions and I barely answer them.
They even acknowledge it. Like, it's going to be their downfall is the fact that there's just a lack of transparency. And look, I'm not saying that you need to, you know, tell us every single thing you're doing at every single point, but my word, you're not Area 51. There
it's
are aliens
football
behind
at the end
curtain.
Of the day. It's football.
You're not holding Infinity Stones back there. Like, you're not the Avengers. You are a football team. And all your fans want to know is why you're thinking the way you're thinking, because the way you're operating doesn't make sense.
Look, play the clip again from Kevin, because it's like, just play it again and just listen to it again, and let's talk about this here for a second.
This organization talks about alignment all the time. Were you in alignment with the front office and AB about that trade? Were you?
Yeah, respectfully, Daniel, we're worried about this game in front of us. Got it. Miami Dolphins coming to town. That really has all of my focus, all of our energies. Nothing that's happened in the past.
So when Kevin doesn't say, yep, you know what? Andrew and I talked a lot about it. It was a tough decision to make, especially because Joe was well-liked. But we thought this was in the best interest of the franchise and the organization, and now we're giving opportunity to our young quarterbacks to see how they can handle this NFL football team. He didn't say that. He just said, nope, I'm on to Miami. Which is, I don't blame him for what he said.
Not either.
But if he truly was in agreement with Andrew in the front office and ownership, he would have come out and just said, hey, yeah, we were all on the same page. We knew what we got. We knew what we were doing when we got into this thing with four quarterbacks in the beginning. And I wish Joe nothing but the luck. He's a friend.
He's
a
great
I want
guy. We loved having him.
Yeah, he was a good leader in the locker room.
Absolutely.
Especially if you go back to, you know, when he helped us make the playoffs a couple years ago. He was really well liked, you know, and it was a special time for this organization. Even if it was just a short window, it was a special time. And, you know, Joe's at that point in his career, as you guys have all talked about before, that we wanted to give him the opportunity to continue to play, because that's not the direction this organization's going
in.
Maybe
that's not them. That's never been them. This is the same group that every single week we just sat through it right there. Mason Graham mysteriously shows up on the injury report. Kevin Stefanski did say that off the rip. Needed to be asked the question. Why'd you need to be asked the question? Why can't you just tell me off the rip that it's knee injury? Mason Graham is day to day. We're working through it. Just tell me off the rip. I don't understand why you operate like behind the curtain is the Men in Black headquarters. Like, I cannot wrap my head around the fact that it's like, even if you just come up with, hey, Mason Graham's dealing with a knee injury, popped up yesterday, we're working on it, hopefully he's going to be able to play, but we're listing him as questionable. Like, thank you. Simple. But no, can't do that. Don't look behind there. You got all the aliens walking around Men in Black headquarters.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.